Be'ezus Hashem, this shir should be a schus for Shlema for our friend Chaim Moshe ben Leia, and of course a schus for the matzav in Eretz Yisrael. Achenu kol beis Yisrael and asunum batzara uvashivya. Last week we discussed the end of Ahar Avna. Be'ezus Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next bracha, the actual text of the next bracha. Asher bachar banu, the bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. Hashem chose us from all the nations. Menasan lanos teiras, He gave us His Torah. Baruch Ata Hashem, Noisen haTorah, the giver of the Torah, gives us the Torah. Noisen haTorah, He gives the Torah. This bracha, the Gemara in bracha says, is Meula Sheba Brachas. It's the loftiest of the three brachas. Very special bracha. So tonight we're going to go through and try to understand the text of the bracha. If you remember Daik and the words of the bracha, there's some questions that you could ask, and we'll start off with three questions. And we'll Bez Hashem share a mahalach that explains this bracha. If you look in the bracha, it's very interesting. It says, Asher bachar rabonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lonu es teirasai, baruch ata Hashem, noisein ha'tayra. The first question is that the Vilna Gaon touches on this, that first it says, Loshen Ovar, v'nosan lonu es teirasai, He gave in the past. And then we end off the same bracha, baruch ata Hashem, Noisen atayra, in the present. Noisen, not presently given. So that's one discrepancy that we find in this bracha. I'm going to point to two more discrepancies that we find in this bracha, and that is that first we say, V'nosan lonu es toirosai, His Torah, and then we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Noisen ha-Torah. We don't say, Noisen toirosai, it says, Noisen ha-Torah. It's another point. And the third discrepancy is that we say, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, He chose us. V'nosan lanu, and He gave us the Torah, His Torah. Baruch Ata Hashem, He was expected to say, Noisin lanu ha'Torah. It says, Noisin ha'Torah. He's very vague. Noisin ha'Torah. It doesn't say to us. That's another diuk, that there's a very interesting discrepancy here. So I'd like to share the Vilna Gaon's mahalach in this bracha, which I believe could answer these difficulties.
The last one I don't hear. Because the last one was talking about Hashem. Hashem is the giver of the Torah.
Right, so the question is that
the one who gives us the Torah.
Usually the end of the bracha is a synopsis of the bracha, generally, and you would expect it to be mirroring what we said in the bracha. And in the bracha, we were focusing on him, how he relates to us. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lanu es teirasai. And here's a nice bracha to Hashem.
Who's Hashem? He's the one that gives it.
Right, bracha to Hashem.
So maybe what would you have said?
Noisin lanu atayra. Maybe? Noisin atayra lanu. This is the ha'ara. Okay. So we'll try to see if we could, through the mahalach of the Vilna Gaon, explain everything. I'm not sure if he's exactly coming to answer all these questions on it, but perhaps we could get some understanding in this bracha. He's definitely dealing with some of these issues. The Vilna Gaon is found in the Imre Noyam and Afir Alf and Brachas, but you could find it in the Siddur Isha Yisrael and Avnei Elio. It brings it down. He says like this. He says an illuminating idea on how to understand this bracha. He says that this bracha has three parts, and these three parts correspond to the three times that Klal Yisrael were Mekabel the Torah. There's three stages of us being we're in the last bracha, Asher bachar banu, and the Vilna Gaon explains that that this bracha has three parts, and these three parts, parts correspond to three stages of Kabbalah Soter. What are these three stages? So he says, the first is, in Parshas Yisro, before Matan Torah, before Kabbalah Satara, the pasuk says, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, "V'ata im shemoya tishmu b'kayli." If you listen to my voice, then v'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim, kili kol aretz. You'll be a segula, a chosen nation from all the nations of the land. Okay, this says the Vilna Gaon is when they are makabel the mitzvahs. Over here, if you accept. If you, Shemoya B'Kaili, if you accept the mitzvahs, then you're going to be my chosen nation, says the Vilna Gaon. Oh, So va'atim l'chari. What he means is because it says va'atim shemoya tishmu b'kayli. And in fact, I found that the Ibn Ezra says va'atim shemoya tishmu b'kayli lasayis mitzvoisai. So it's a kabbalah on doing the mitzvahs of Hashem. Right before Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to them va'atim shemoya tishmu b'kayli. Shmartim is brisi v'isim li segul mikol ha'amim kli kol aretz. Then a few pesukim later is maimon ha'sinai. So over here, before actual Matan Torah, there was a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs that he was saying to them, if you makabel my mitzvahs, and Klal Yisrael was makabel the mitzvahs, that, because it's right, the Pasuk says, Vayanu kolam yachta vayimu kol shadibi Hashem nasa. We're going to do the Ratzon Hashem. So here, there's one stage of called, so to say, Kabbalah HaTorah, and this is Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. And through that, now if you do this, if you're tishmu b'kayil, you do my mitzvahs. If you tishmu b'kayil, which you accept the mitzvahs, then you're going to be the chosen nation. Yisim v'skul mukam. And this is the first stage. The second is obvious. Is actual Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai. And now the Vilna Gaon. I'm going to be speaking out from the Vilna Gaon over here, and also there's a Vilna Gaon in Koil Elyon Irvin. Over there, this and the Chof Aleph. Over there, between these two pieces, we're going to be putting together. This piece over here. Over there he expounds on this idea a little bit more. He explains that the first Kabbalah by Maimon HaSinai, that was a Kabbalah Satorah of Torah Shebiksav. The Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah. Afterwards, says the Vilna Gaon, is in Parshas Mishpatim, Pasuk says, oh, it says, "Vayikach Moshe." Okay, "Vayikach Sefer Habris." "Vayikru Baozneiam Vayirmu Kol Shadibah Hashem Nasa V'Nishma." Over here, says the Vilna Gaon, is a third Kabbalah, and this Kabbalah says the Vilna Gaon, "Pam Gimel Kshekaris Moshe Habris." When Moshe Rabbeinu established a bris with Kol Yisrael, Hashem and Kol Yisrael have a bris. That says the Vilna Gaon is neged Torah Shebal Peh. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Then we know the Gemara in Gittin says that the bris that Hashem has with Klal Yisrael is because of we have the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically because of the Torah Shebal Peh that we have. Says the Vilna Gaon. So there's three stages. The first is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. That's when Hashem said to them that you're going to be Am Segula. You're going to be Yisimli Segula Mikol Amim. The second is actual Maimed Har Sinai itself is when Hashem gave us the Torah Shebiksav. And later in Parashas Mishpatim, that's Hashem has a bris with Kol Yisrael. His words are Pam Gimel Kshakars Moshe Abris. That's Negat Torah Shebal Peh. These are the three stages. Now the Vilna Gaon goes on to explain in Erevin more at length that there's a difference.
What was the
first one? The first is mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Atam Shemoya Tishmu B'Kayli. We accepted the mitzvahs, and then. So, like this, the understanding is like this. The Vilna, I'm just putting together a few pieces here together. Between, if you look in Erevin and you look in over here in Emre Noyim, put these two pieces together, it goes as follows. Says the Vilna Gaon, Asher Bachar Banu, this bracha of Asher Bachar Banu highlights these, is corresponds to these three stages of Kabbalah Satorah. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, that's Visimli Segula Mikol Amim. That's because we accept to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. We accept the mitzvahs of Hashem, then we have Hashem chose us as a nation. That's Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. Fine, step number one. What's V'nosan Lanu Es Teirasei? Nosan Lanu Es Teirasei, who Maimed Har Sinai, that's the actual Maimed Har Sinai, that Hashem gave us His Torah. Right? Noisein HaTorah, says the Vilna Gaon, is the last stage, is Torah Shebal Peh. That's the bris that we have with Hashem, that we have Torah Shebal Peh. What's the difference between Nosan Lanu Es Teirasei and Noisein HaTorah? So the Vilna Gaon explains like this, that his words are, Ki HaTorah Shebiksav, Kvar Nitna Hashem Yisbarach Lanu. That he already gave to us then. It's past. He gave it one time to us. He gave us the Torah. Torah Shebiksav, it's there right in front of us. Uksiva v'kaima, it's written, it is what it is. So that's in the past tense, says the Vilna Gaon. Nosan Lanu Es Teirasei, he gave it one time, and it's a one-time thing, because the Torah Shebiksav, it is what it is. It's ksiva v'kaima. So that's in the past tense. Asher Nosan Lanu Es Teirasei. But Torah Shebal Peh, says the Vilna Gaon, Torah Shebaal Peh Hagam, even though it's all included, Merum is in the Torah, but it's every door, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when people toil in Torah Shebaal Peh, they work on understanding the Gemara, they work on understanding, Hashem gives them understanding, new insights. Constantly, we're getting new insights. In Torah Shebaal Peh, every door has new insights. There's always Svarim, people are being Mechadosh Chidushim, when you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, there's more and more. It's a constant Noisen HaTorah, says the Vilna Gaon. It's a constant Noisen. And that's why it's a Lashon Hoyveh. It's a constant thing. It's happening as we speak. And that's Hashem is giving it to us. He says that Midrabanon, is that the words Midrabanon is Gematria Mipi Gvura. Everything is from Hashem. Hashem is Noisen HaTorah. But it's happening now as we speak. So that's the difference between the past and the present. Now the difference between Lanu, right? That the Gaon speaks out clearly. The rest is if you have to look carefully in the Vilna Gaon's words in Erevin, I believe he's addressing his words are why it says Lanu by Torah Shebiksav, right? By Har Sinai, which is Torah Shebiksav, it says Anosan Lanu as Tayrase. But by Torah Shebaal Peh, it doesn't say Lanu. So he says like this. In B'Torah HaDvarim, he says, Ki Hashem Yitin Choch Mahayinu HaTorah Shebiksav HaNasuno Lanu B'Pumbi B'Sinai. B'Pumbi means publicly. Torah Shebiksav was given publicly. It was given to whole Klal Yisrael. It was given to everybody. Everyone has Torah Shebiksav. Chumash, it's right there, right? It's given to everybody. So that's Nosan, perhaps that's Nosan, that's Nosan Lonu, he gave it to us. He gave it to everyone. He gave it to Kali, so it's given to us. Torah Shebaal Peh is given to those who work on the Torah Shebaal Peh in our door, right? Now, if we work on the Torah, then it's nice, and it's more of a vague nice, and it's a nice, and but it's not Lonu to the whole Kali. So whoever toils on the Torah, then he'll receive the constant nice and a Torah that Hashem is providing for the generation. And could be we could take it a step further. That's the difference between Torah Soy and Noisen HaTorah. Torah Soy is his Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah Shebiksav. The Torah Shebiksav is his Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. The Torah Shebaal Peh is Noisen HaTorah. It's a person's mechadish the Torah, and it comes all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's more than that. When a person learns and they earn it, the Chazal tell us, then it's right first before a person works hard on the Torah, then it's Torah Hashem. Then it's the person's Torah. So that's through the Amelus of Torah Shebaal Peh, then it's Noisen HaTorah. So it could be that's the thing. So we see from here that there's three stages of Kabbalah HaTorah. There's Mitzvahs, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebaal Peh. Mitzvahs gives us that we're the Am Segula, and then the Noisen HaTorah is in the past. Hashem gave us Torah Shebiksav, and then the bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Noisen HaTorah, that's the present thing that Hashem nowadays is giving us the Torah, that it's expanding, it's a constant new giving, there's new chidushim happening, there's more, it's a constant new nesina.
And the reason it's not Lanu and Noisen HaTorah?
What?
Torah Shebaal Peh, the third.
No, Lanu is a general public giving. Hashem gave it publicly to Gans Kal Yisrael, Noisen Lanu. Just like Bachar Banu. The whole Klal Yisrael is the chosen part of the chosen nation, right? Noisen HaTorah is that Hashem is giving the Torah. To who? Okay, so if someone learns Torah Shebaal Peh, he works on it and he learns Gemara, then he receives that Nesina. Torah Shebiksav is given to you, it's on a silver platter. It's Ksiva V'Kaimo, it's given to Klal Yisrael, it's right in front of us. You don't need to work on it, you don't need to put in the effort to receive it, it's right there in front of us, Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebaal Peh requires, all right, I just want to, for a moment, to delve into this idea that Torah Shebaal Peh is this idea, Torah Shebaal Peh, is the bris that we have with Kali. So I want to read with the Eilam a very powerful Lashon, I think is very relevant to the times that we're in right now. Very strong Lashonis. The Chofetz Chaim, he wrote a Maimer El Boina Shel Torah. He's bemoaning how he's seeing and he's crying out to Kali so that we don't understand what's going on. We're losing Torah Shebaal Peh. We're losing Torah. They're stopping to learn Torah in the yeshivas and everything. I see how he's warning Klal Yisrael and he's bemoaning the loss of Torah. And he says very strong lashon. I want to read to you his lashon. He says, "V'ikr koleya hayetzer chitzav elimin hagemara." The ikr thing that the Yitzhar is throwing his arrows at is elimin hagemara. That's what he needs to stop. He says, "Shebein Torah Shebaal Peh, without Torah Shebaal Peh, haloi kol kiyum ha'uma, the whole existence of the nation." Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom b'sakana, we're in danger. V'chol krisis habris im Yisrael, and the whole bris that Hashem made with us, that we're His people, and He's going to take care of us, everything. Hoyal teresh bal peh. It's because teresh bal peh. Moshe Omer Chazal begitin, like the Mar Gittin says, like Karas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bris im Yisrael, ela al teresh bal peh. The whole bris that we have with Hashem is because of teresh bal peh. Moshe Nehmer, like it says in Pasuk, al pi hadvarim, ela karati itcha bris v'es Yisrael. It's pi hadvarim, it's teresh bal peh. Says the Chofetz Chaim, v'anu royim ze beinenu, and we see this with our own eyes. He asks a question. Kimi nosan koyach la'amzu. What gave strength to this nation? Lamoid neged kol galei hazman, to stand up to the waves of all the generations. Gzeirois shmodois shekomo aleim. B'chol dor v'dor, every generation they're going up against us. La'aviru miteirosam, they're trying to take away our Torah. U'lashmidim in aretz, or to destroy us, to get rid of us. Chas v'shalom. What gave us the strength to stand up to all this? Im loy. Teirosom Shabbal Peh, if not for the Teir Shabbal Peh. Asher his slatus avosom, the excitement and ava that Klal Yisrael had through the generations, udvekusom, and their connection, bo, to Teir Shabbal Peh, hoyu noira ma'oid, was awesome. Basher yogu v'omlu olehom yaldusom, they worked and toiled on Torah from their youth. Hikiru chochmasa, they recognized its chochma. Hikiru kedushasa, they recognized its kedusha. V'nimsecha kedushasa bidmei arkeim, and the kedusha satira got seared into the blood of their veins. Umila kolavavam, and it just filled their whole heart. He nosnalem oiz, this gave them strength. V'atzma lamoid keneged kol hasa'arois, all the winds, that's what gave us strength. V'loy lozuz mechuke elikim afka kutsi shal yod. Not to go away from anything in the Torah, to stay strong. Amazing idea. This idea that the Torah was the life of Klal Yisrael. The Torah is the life. That's what gave us chiyus. We understood that that's what gave them the ava. This is the Torah Shabbal Peh, the Limud HaGemara. Amazing idea. And just as a side, it's a very interesting thing. If you take the Rosh HaTevis of Baruch Atah Hashem Noisein HaTorah, which correspond to the Krisis Bris of Teresh Baal Peh, is Beis Aleph Yud, Nun Hey, is Gematria 68, which is Gematria Chaim. The Chaim, the Kehem Chayeno of Klal Yisrael is with the Bris of Teresh Baal Peh. That's the Karati Yitcha Bris. That's the life of Klal Yisrael, the Teresh Baal Peh. There's a fascinating Marmakim here. The Rekech in his Siddur, he says that if you count the words of this bracha, Asher Baruch Abanu, is 20 words. He says, what does this correspond to? It's 20. He says, Keneged, this 20 words, that when they instituted this bracha, it corresponds to the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Mio yesh ha-chacham? Who is going to be the chacham? The Yovin Azayis. Vasher dibra pi Hashem elov yagida al ma of the aretz. What caused the churban? Nitzzo kamidbar, that the arts was dry like a midbar, mibli ever, no one's passing by. This pasuk and what caused the chorban, basically. And then the pasuk says famously, Vayomer Hashem al ozvam as teirasi asher nesati lefneim, because they left the Torah that I gave them. But the pasuk that introduces al ozvam as teirasi is miyo shachachem v'yoven ezois v'asher dibur pi Hashem elav yigido ma'av the arts nitzzo kamidbar kamibli ever is 20 words. Says the rekeach. Brings down from Sayyid Satfila, this is like a Messiah, that the 20 words of Asher Baruch Abanu correspond to the Pasuk Miyo Shachachem Yavin Ezeis. Now, on a simple level, what he means is that, because the Gemara in the Dorm says, famous Gemara, the Gemara says, that this Pasuk is saying that the Chachamim didn't know and the Nevi'im didn't know. They couldn't figure out what caused the Korban. What caused the Korban? Until what happened? Until Amar that Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself said, "Vayomer Hashem." We needed Hashem to figure this out. Al ozvam asterasi. They left the Torah, and the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf Pei Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Avi the Rav. What does it mean? Ozvam asterasi. It means shalei Baruch Hu b'Torah tchilo. That they didn't say Berachas HaTorah properly. They didn't say Berachas HaTorah. That's the idea. So this bracha Berachas HaTorah, the Meulah Shebrachos. Right? Which is that's what brought the Churban, that they weren't saying Berachas HaTorah. They weren't saying Berachas HaTorah. So that's beautiful. Meir Shechachem Yavon Azai says that's the connection. But boy, I think this Meir the Gezach here. Meir the Gezach. Based on this Vilna Gaon, that this Brach Vasher Brach Rabbanu is the three stages of Kabbalah HaTorah, Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, right? And Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. It's beautiful. It fits right into the pasuk. That's these three things. What does Hashem answer? Vayomer Hashem, three things. Al ozvom es toirosi asher nesati lifneim, that they went away from the Torah that I put in front of them. V'loy shomu b'koili, they didn't heed listen to my voice. V'loy holchu ba. Rabbi said, we're going to go each one at a time and explain. Al ozvom es toirosi asher nesati lifneim. That's that they left Torah Shebiksav, right? What does it say? Ozvam es Torasi. That's Torasoi, right? It's Hashem's Torah. That's Torah Shebiksav. Asher nosati, that I gave in the past. Lifnehem. It was Bepumbi. I put it right in front of them. I put it right in front of Lifnehem. It's right on a silver platter. Ozvam es Torasi. I gave them a Torah Shebiksav, right? My Torah. Ozvam es Torasi asher nosati lifnehem. That corresponds to the Torah Shebiksav, like we say in the bracha, right? Then goes v'loshamu b'kaili. It's beautiful. We said before, v'loshamu b'kaili is going on Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, like the pasuk says. V'atem shumaya tishmu b'kaili. Then right, and the Ben Ezra over there says the Vilna Gaon explains that that's referring to Kabbalah HaMitzvah, taking on the mitzvahs of Hashem. So v'loshamu b'kaili, they didn't. Take the mitzvahs, right? They didn't go in it. That corresponds to Torah Shebal Peh. Now, this could be explained in many different ways. On a simple level, it means, because like we said before, the Torah Shebal Peh is the way of life of a Yid. That's Kihim Chayenu. That's the Holchu, is the way to go. That's the Halach Yelech of a Yid is supposed to be with Torah. That's the Holchu Ba. But just one more knach could be why Holchu connotes Torah Shebal Peh. I saw yesterday the Archaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk B'chukoisai Teilechu, that's the Lashon of Teilechu. He explains, what's the Lashon? The Pasuk says in B'chukoisai Teilechu, that's Mitzvoisai Teshmeirus. He says many different Pshatim over there. One of his Pshatim, his fifth Pshat is, this is a beautiful Pshat, he says, we know that it's Rishus is given to people who learn Torah to be Mefarish, Lefarish ba, to explain v'lidrish b'kama orchin ashvilin. You can explain the Torah in many different ways, right? Right. Talmud v'asik kichadish b'drashos eksuv mekasher yuchal hakosav seis. If the pasuk could hold it, you could say pshat in the pasuk. Kachol asher tatzik yada b'tirasa. If a person is able to, you could expound in the Torah and say many different pshatim in the Torah. There's many different, right? He says, but there's a tenai. You have to, just because you could say many different pshatim and you could expound on the Torah, not just what's written in the Torah, right? This is Torah Shebal Peh, right? To expound on, to broaden the Torah, right? However, he says, there's a tenai, you can't go too far. You can't be megal upon a Torah Shalek Halacha. So he says, what's Teilechu? You're going in the garden, you're saying you're finding more paradise, right? Paradise. There's a garden for paradise. You're going and you're traveling and Torah Shebal Peh, and you're going from one pshat to the next pshat. It's teilechu. You're going, it's moving. It's moving pieces, new pshatim here, there, right? That's teilechu. But that's what's supposed to say to You have to keep it all. But what do you see? That teilechu is specifically referring the Torah Shebal Peh, the chilek between Torah Shebiksav, it is what it is. It's lonu. It's ksiva v'kaimah. But then this like holchuba, Klai Yisrael didn't expound and go in the Torah and travel in the Torah and expand and broaden more pshatim in the Torah, more understandings in the Torah. Like they were supposed to do every door, there's more chedushim brought down to the door. So that's the holchuba. So it's amazing. The Asher Baruch Rabbanu Mikol Amim Nasan Lanos Teirasei. The Nois and Atayra is the three things that Hashem says that Klai Yisrael didn't do. They didn't. The pasuk says Asher El Ozma Esterasi Asher Nesati Lefneim. And it's not out of order because here it's in the bracha. It's the order of the way it happened. In Klai Yisrael, how we got it. We first got Kabbalah Mitzvahs, then was Matan Torah, and then Parashas Mishpatim was Torah Shebal Peh. Here the order is right. Alos Mesterase, they left the Torah. Torah Shavuksav, they left the Torah. And then they left the mitzvahs. And also, Vlehelchuba, they didn't expound on the Torah. So the order Taka is move on. It's not, even though it's not the same order, but it's. Okay. Okay.
This is the order of how they left.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. But meaning Torah Shavuksav is the basic, what to learn what the Torah says to do. And then they didn't do the mitzvahs, and the Vlehelchuba, they didn't. Okay. Okay, just to Messiah with one idea, and that is that there's one idea in Birch Satire which is very important to know, and that is that the famous Ran, the Ran on Daf Payal for there in the Dorm says that what was the problem of Leborcha Batar Tchil? It didn't say Birch Satire. He explains that they were learning Torah. They were learning Torah, right? That's why the Nevi'im and the Chachamim couldn't figure it out. Kaiser was learning Torah. If they weren't learning Torah, then you don't need Hashem. Only Hashem would know. Then it would be obvious. So they were learning Torah. What was the problem? The problem was what was going on inside their hearts. And that is, he says, Shloi, what does it mean, Shloi Borcho B'Torah Tchila? Why were they not saying Borchas HaTorah? He says, Kiloimer, Shloi Hoysa HaTorah Chashuva Be'ineim Kol Kach. The Torah wasn't so choshev. Shei Roi Levarach Le, that it should deserve a bracha. That was the problem. The problem was it was lacking chashivas in the Torah. They were learning Torah. They enjoyed the Torah's kishmak. Everything was... But they're lacking the erech, the value, the chashivas of Torah. And that's what it means, shlei boruch b'Torah t'chila. And they didn't say a bracha because they didn't find it chashav enough to make a bracha on it. And the Rashi in Bava Metzia also says this. Kivan delei mevorchi, since they weren't saying a bracha, gal yadatayu she'ena matona chashuv lam. It's the megala das, that it wasn't such a chashav a gift that they got from Hashem. Hashem gave us a gift. Not so chashav. Even though they were learning Torah. And I saw last week, the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel from Slabotka, he has in his psicha, unbelievable, Hashem, that I saw this, he says a very interesting thing. He's talking about the idea of chashivas haTorah, and he very strong l'shainis. He says, even if a person learns Torah constantly and he's fully involved in Torah, but if rakshlo yachshav oisa, but oisa ha'erech ha'royla, if a person doesn't appreciate Torah for what it's really worth, rum erech ma'alas ha'tayr, he doesn't appreciate it. Like the Yerushalmi says, kol chafatzecha lo yishvuba, kol oilam kulay, the whole world ain't a shavah ledavar echad man. It's not come close to one word of Torah, one thing of Torah. It's more valuable than the whole world. The Torah that we have no clue, the value to be marach and machshav Torah. And that's the site of saying berech satayr. The site of berech satayr is, after learning Torah and all the things, like the Vilna Gaon says, the three stages of Torah, there's doing mitzvahs and there's learning Torah Shmitzav and Torah Shbal Peh. It's all amazing, but the most important thing, I don't know if you could say the most important thing, but the thing that's Oyla Al Kolana is that we need to have the Chashivas for it. Even if we're doing all those things, but what comes on top is we need to have the Chashivas for it. To the extent that if we don't, it's the worst thing. Because the Alma of Daris, we got the Churban. The Churban is the worst thing in the world happened because even though they were learning Torah, they were doing mitzvahs, they were learning Torah Shmiksav, Torah Shmalpa, everything, but they didn't value, they didn't have proper harocha for the Torah, proper chashivas. Unbelievable. He goes on to say an amazing thing. The Ibrahim Cheskel ends off his piece. He says, he brings a medrash, he brings a, it's a long piece, but anyways, Lamadnu mizeh at kama magia goydel chet. Immense this chet is, shel ihakora. The lack of recognition, b'chashivas haTorah, of being maximum, giving value to the Torah, appreciating the Torah. Sha'af shu'dak adi nivdak, shachamim anavim lo yomdub zeh, it's a subtle thing. The chachamim, they didn't even pick up on this, right? Shubizman shu nishar b'otam, if a person has this problem of not valuing the Torah, ain ra l'maylu b'zeh, there's nothing worse. Shakal toiva shabayil main shabbos lay, all the good things in the world, it won't have value. We take this away, then everything is great. The thing that goes on top of everything is Baruch HaTorah Tchila, is having Chashivas HaTorah. It's expressed in Birch HaTorah. Eh? So I just want to be inside with a beautiful remes, perhaps. And we could say like this. There's the three stages of Torah. There's right? There's mitzvahs, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh. There's Torah Shebiksav. In the world of gematrios, in the world of numbers, what number would we say Torah is? The gematria of Torah is 611. So 611 is the number that sort of depicts Torah. Right? Torah. What number is the Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is 612. Why? Because Torah Shebaal Peh is the bris that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bris is Gematria 612. Also, who learns Torah Shebaal Peh? Who Talmidei Chachamim is Gematria 612. Talmidei Chachamim. They're the ones who personify Torah Shebaal Peh, right? Torah Shebaal Peh is Talmidei Chachamim. Bris, that's 612. What's the number of mitzvahs? What's the number of mitzvahs? That's obvious. 613 is the number that depicts mitzvahs because there's Tariq mitzvahs. So 611 is 611, 612, 613 are these three levels of Torah. If you take the Rosh HaTevis of this bracha, Asher Bachar Banu, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, B'nosan Lanu Es Tayrosai, Baruch Ata Hashem, Noisen Atayra, the Rosh HaTevis is Gematria 614. Because that's Oila Al Kulana, Birchas HaTayra, which depicts Chashivas HaTayra. You could have Torah, you could have 611, you could just have 612, 613. Says the Rechaskel, without the thing that's on top is Chashivas valuing it, valuing the three Chalakim of Torah, the mitzvahs. That's Oila Al Kulana. That's the Baruch HaBatar Tchila is the 614, that's Oila, that's above and above everything else. And without it, we have nothing. We have Churban, Churban HaBayis, Shalai Baruch HaBatar Tchila. Without Chashivas HaTorah, we have Churban. It didn't help them that they were learning Torah. They had Kailim, they had Torah Shebaal Peh. They had Torah everything. They had mitzvahs, Torah Shebaal Peh. That's what it says. It's Mefarsh, right? That's what the Ran says. They were learning, they were doing everything, and the Chacham couldn't figure it out. We have everything. We have Kailim, we have Yeshivas, we have Night Siddurim, we have Davin. It's a massive. They had everything. And the Chacham couldn't figure it out. The Nevi'im couldn't figure it out, according to Rashi's Girsa and the Yalkut, even the Malachi Asharis couldn't figure it out. No one could figure it out. Ma of the Arts. Hashem, who knows, Masha Belev, he knows people's value system, and Hashem saw that it was lacking in the Chashivas, how much more Marachit. We know that there's nothing that comes close to Torah. That was lacking, and that's the Bechaskel, is the thing. That's without it, we have nothing. So that's Oila Kol under that. Over, that's the 614, that's the thing on top of everything else. Is a Shabbat, this verse that I